Pentagon maps anti-terror strategy.
We should expect ISIL to regroup and stage new offensives.
Violence cools in a St. Louis suburb.
Temperatures did not heat up on the streets of Ferguson.
Chicago's Little League hope.
They're champions. They're showing their true character and what their potential is.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The killing of an American journalist was one brutal act, but U.S. officials don't believe the terrorists who did it will stop there. Based in Iraq and Syria, they're well-financed with some Westerners in their ranks. Here's CBS's Dan Raviv.
The Pentagon is calling for a multinational alliance to crush ISIS, calling it a danger to the U.S. and Europe as some Islamic fighters come from there and may go home to kill. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel was asked if the danger is at the level of a 9/11.
ISIL is as sophisticated and well-funded as any group that we have seen. They're beyond just a terrorist group.
I'm Peter Mayer with the President on Martha's Vineyard. The White House National Security Team is urgently reviewing options to confront the Islamic State network. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey believes it will take an international coalition.
This is an organization that has an apocalyptic end-of-days strategic vision, which will eventually have to be defeated.
But the question is where that will happen. The U.S. is already targeting the terrorists with airstrikes in Iraq. The president could face a tough decision on whether to go after their power base in Syria. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
Now to Ferguson, Missouri.
Help! Hey!
The killing of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer again brought people into the streets. But State Police Captain Ron Johnson says for a second straight night there wasn't much trouble.
We had to respond to fewer incidents tonight. There were no Molotov cocktails tonight, no fires, no shootings. We did not seize a single handgun.
CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the calls for the prosecutor handling the case to step aside.
The man at the center of the controversy is Bob McCullough, the county prosecutor. One of his most outspoken critics is State Senator Jamila Nasheed.
The people opinion is totally against his ability to do the right thing.
Nasheed says McCullough has too many ties to the police department. His father was an officer killed in the line of duty by an African American. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill opposes efforts to remove McCullough. She says McCullough himself is not presenting evidence to the grand jury.
The prosecutor who's handling the grand jury is a veteran prosecutor who's an African American, one of the best prosecutors in his office.
McCullough's office continues to handle the investigation. A decision whether or not to charge could come in October. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Ferguson, Missouri.
Overseas, there was trouble in a slum in Monrovia, Liberia. Police and soldiers fired on a crowd that tried to break from a slum that's under an Ebola quarantine. Four people were hurt. Doctors who treated the two Americans released from an Atlanta hospital after Ebola treatment are now consulting with experts in West Africa on what worked. A Russian convoy, the subject of attention and controversy for more than a week, is on the move again. CBS's Cammie McCormick is in Kiev.
Ukrainian authorities say 90 trucks from a Russian aid convoy have crossed into Ukraine without permission, and they're calling it a direct invasion by Russia. These trucks have been sitting near the border for days undergoing inspection, but they weren't cleared to move. The Ukrainians say they won't use any force against the convoy. Russia says it was no longer prepared to tolerate any delays.
It's a day of mourning in Malaysia for Flight 17 victims. 20 bodies returned home today. The plane was shot down over eastern Ukraine last month. 298 people died. In the Middle East, Hamas has taken action after a deadly Israeli airstrike. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Palestinian officials say Hamas executed 11 suspected informers for Israel at police headquarters in Gaza City. The so-called collaborators were accused of supplying information to Israel concerning the whereabouts of Hamas operatives. Three top Hamas commanders were killed yesterday in an Israeli airstrike.
And seven other alleged informers were killed near a mosque. Nonpartisan congressional investigators say the Pentagon violated the law when it swapped five Taliban prisoners for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. The report says congressional committees should have been told 30 days in advance, and it questions the use of nearly $1 million in funds. New government restrictions for popular painkillers that contain a powerful ingredient. CBS's Pam Coulter in Washington.
The new federal rule that takes effect in 45 days will bar doctors from being able to phone in hydrocodone prescriptions. There will be no refills on a prescription, and patients will have to see the doctor again to get a new one. While some see it as throwing up new obstacles for people with chronic pain, others say it will prevent drugs like Vicodin from getting into into the wrong hands and devastating communities.
Deaths linked to the drugs tripled between 1999 and 2010. It's all over for Sports Illustrated cover girl Monet Davis at the Little League World Series. Her Philadelphia team lost 8-7 to Chicago and has been eliminated. CBS's Elaine Quijano says that Chicago team is all African-American and looking to make history of its own in tomorrow's U.S. championship.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania is more than 600 miles from their home on Chicago's south side. But for the Jackie Robinson West All-Stars, a team that dates back to 1971, the road to get here has sometimes felt even longer.
I had a cousin, Andre. He got shot when he was coming off the bus.
12-year-old Marquise Jackson plays second base.
South Side of Chicago is not all about shooting. It's kids coming and playing baseball, African-American kids that are doing the right thing.
Like their team's namesake, Jackie Robinson, these boys also dream of the majors and believe the passion they share for baseball will help them win it all.
I think it's because of our relationship together and how we love the game.
Elaine Quijano, CBS News, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Chicago plays Las Vegas for the U.S. title. It's iconic, it's wiggly, and it's in trouble. CBS's Dave Barrett on the sales slump for Jell-O.
For more than a century, they had the recipe for success.
How do you make Jell-O? Just mix it with water and let it set.
That part's easy, but how to increase Jell-O sales is hard. Over the past 4 or 5 years, sales are down 19%. There's been increasing competition. As Greek yogurt sales soared, Jell-O has suffered, so now
we're here to celebrate a different way to eat Jell-O gelatin.
There's a new challenge for food maker Kraft. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
There's a new look at brain power. CBS's Jim Shenevy says the findings are something to think about.
Are humans getting dumber? A study of IQ test results suggests the human race may have hit its intellectual peak. The study looked at people in various parts of the world and found that, on average, the IQ of Westerners has dropped 10 points or more since the 1800s. There appears to be a correlation with population. As it grows, intelligence declines. That's a reversal of the so-called Flynn effect, where average IQ scores were trending upwards between the 1930s and the 1980s. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
An act of kindness chain went on for 11 hours at a Starbucks drive-thru in St. Petersburg, Florida the other day. It began at 7 a.m. when a woman paid for the order of the person in line behind her. That guy pulled up and paid for the next person, and on it went till 6 p.m. 379 straight customers paid it forward. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.